Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, September 5th. I'm Rob Dunwood. Meta has announced that Facebook News, the curated news section for publishers with its own dedicated tab introduced back in 2019, is being deprecated in the UK, Germany, and France as part of Meta's ongoing effort to better align investments to products and services people value the most. Sharing news has been part of Facebook almost since its inception. However, Meta has been deprioritizing news in recent years due to a political nature and due to the legislative push for online platforms such as Facebook and Google to pay news organizations for linking to their stories. According to Financial Times, Apple and Microsoft are privately arguing that iMessage and Bing, respectively, aren't big or powerful enough to justify the Digital Markets Act restrictions. The European Commission is set to publish a list of companies known to include Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Alphabet, Meta, ByteDance, and Samsung on September 6. However, what parts of said companies' business operations will be covered is not known, and Apple and Microsoft are fighting to keep iMessage and Bing free of the DMA's purview. A longitudinal study of a large group of older adults published in the Journal of American Geriatric Society showed that regular internet users had approximately half the risk of dementia compared to their same age peers who do not use the internet regularly. This difference remained even after controlling for education, ethnicity, sex, generation, and signs of cognitive decline at the start of the study. Participants using the internet between 6 minutes and 2 hours per day had the lowest risk of dementia. After canceling its $5.4 billion acquisition of Tower Semiconductor due to the inability to attain regulatory approvals in a timely manner, Intel announced a $300 million deal with Tower and will provide foundry services and 300-millimeter manufacturing capacity. We are excited to continue working with Intel, added Tower CEO Russell Ellwanger. As we look to the future, our primary focus is to expand our customer partnerships through high-scale manufacturing of leading-edge technology solutions. As part of the deal, Tower will use Intel's plant in New Mexico. Meta may add paid subscription options to Instagram and Facebook in Europe to address European Union regulations. The New York Times is reporting that the ad-free tier is meant to address EU regulations that have diminished some of Meta's most lucrative data collection methods. Meta would continue offering free ad-supported versions of Facebook and Instagram, and it is unknown how much the ad-free tiers would cost. Meta asserts that the paid ad-free tier could alleviate some EU regulators' concerns, even if few people use it. Starting September 5th, New York City will start enforcing a 2022 law requiring hosts on Airbnb, Vrbo, and other short-term rental platforms to register with the city. Failure to register could result in fines of up to $5,000 per stay. The Wall Street Journal has reported that New York City believes there are 11,000 illegal listings in the city, and attempting to register lawful hosts will be an uphill climb. As of August 28th, only 257 licensees have been approved. As part of TikTok's data security regime nicknamed Project Clover, the company has hired British cybersecurity firm NCC to audit its data controls and protections to provide independent verification. TikTok is opening 2 data centers in Ireland and 1 in Finland to store user data in Europe and has already started migrating data to one of the data centers in Ireland. In the coming months, TikTok and NCC will engage with policymakers across Europe to explain how the system will work in practice. Dutch chip maker NXP Semiconductors has confirmed a data breach involving customer information. Have I Been Pwned owner Troy Hunt tweeted a copy of the email NXP sent to customers affected by the breach. In the email, NXP urges customers to be cautious of unsolicited communications requesting personal information or containing links. The intrusion took place on July 11th and was discovered by NXP 3 days later. And finally, Zoom has announced that it is building a new AI assistant into its video conferencing software. AI Companion will allow people catching up on meetings to watch highlights, read summaries, and ask questions of a chatbot, among other features. AI Companion is relying on Zoom's own proprietary AI models, as well as models from Meta's Llama 2, OpenAI, and Anthropic. AI Companion will be free to all paid Zoom users. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check us out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.